Ian Scholz, folks are reacting in different ways to Standard & Poor's decision to downgrade America's credit from AAA to AA. Some think Standard & Poor have a lot of bark, considering a few years back they gave AAA status to the toxic assets that brought the nation and world to the brink of total economic meltdown, allegedly. Others think that S&P's decision is a wake-up call to America. What exactly we do after we wake up, however, is still a matter of debate. Angry debate, ill-informed debate, mule-headed debate. So we have that to look forward to. My question is, what's the deal with these credit assessment agencies? How come they have the authority to decide whose credit is golden and whose is not? And shouldn't they have better names? Now, Fitch sounds like a miser in a Dickens novel. Moody's, do you really want a bipolar credit agency that just sits sullenly in the corner? Standard & Poor, really? Couldn't they change their name to Excellent and Excellenter or Cool and Awesomer? And what do they do with their assessments? Are they calling America at dinner time, threatening legal action if we don't pony up $15 trillion by the first? Can we work out a payment schedule? I think America can swing $200 a month if we stop eating steak and sell the car. What else can America do? I know that many Americans with bad credit find a stopgap solution with payday loans. Can America do that? Get the payday loan, move to a state where payday loans are illegal, shut down our bank account, then wait for the threatening phone calls from loan collectors pretending to be lawyers. Process worked for me. One interesting suggestion for resolving this debt issue came out of this. It seems that while there is a legal limit to the amount of paper currency that can be in circulation at any one time, the Secretary of the Treasury can issue coins in any denomination. So some have suggested that Treasury cast two $1 trillion coins, deposit them with the Federal Reserve, and write checks from that. Well, if you're going to do that, why not just give $1 trillion coins for every citizen in America? Problem solved. Or at the very least, just give me one. With that kind of money, I could go buy a six-pack at the corner store and then live forever off the change. And that's change I can believe in. I got to go.